Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from each day, each and every day, from the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports, thank you so much. Great sponsor of mine. If you're interested in a Yamaha golf cart, wouldn't that be fun? You know, some of you folks like to get your rich ass going in a Yamaha golf cart around the neighborhood. Maybe you live on a golf course. Maybe you've got some, you got a little getaway place. You need a golf cart at that place while you're tooling around doing your thing. You can get one at Impact Power Sports, online at impactpowersportsmi.com. They also have a full line of ATVs, UTVs, motorcycles, e-bikes, go-karts, full service department there for you. Great family business. Impact Power Sports. Go say hi to Drew and Ron, the father-son tandem at Impact Power Sports. They're online at impactpowersportsmi.com. I managed to start the show on time today. Chris says, easy, you need a lawn mowing sponsor. I need a lot of sponsors. I'm always looking for new sponsors. If you know somebody who has a business, send them my way. There's no one that we don't want. You know, I'll take anybody. Doesn't matter who. 989-348-Q100. You're like, why are you giving that number out? Well, that's part of my life essence during the first part of the day. So I start doing the show on the radio, doing the radio show. And it's a free-form radio station that takes suggestions. So I give out the phone number. And people call and they get their songs played. This doesn't happen anywhere else. This is probably the most unique radio station that exists on the planet. And I bring it up because it's not a good idea to play songs that get played over and over again on this radio station, because the audience is so trained to hearing deep cuts that they would like get offended if you played Stairway to Heaven. So I just finished that up, another successful broadcast, doing the Insane Asylum on Q100 Michigan. Show note, this is the last day of the podcast week right here, right now, today. We'll do this show today. We'll do the Patreon bonus podcast. Ben and I are not able to meet to be able to bring you another episode of Who Are These Free Beers and or the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. That will resume next week. If there was any chance to do it today or do it this week, it would have been today. But Ben's going to see Louis C.K. What a story that is. He was part of that cancellation thing. And his that was centered around his desire to masturbate in front of people. I don't know. I mean, that's really, I think it's just part of this fucked up defect of his. I think that's kind of insane. He would have people, let's say he has friends over. And he would actually say, hey, do you mind if I masturbate in front of you? And then that happens. And then there were people who did not consent. Who's the guy or the girl that says, yeah, I don't care? I mean, what the fuck is going on there? So Ben is going to see Louis C.K., who I don't know if he still likes to do that. I think we live in a crazy world where he can make a comeback, because that's such a in such a strange existence. And his, it wasn't like he was like assaulting people, but he was. He wasn't physically assaulting them, but I think it's all kind of in that weird area. It's just fucking weird. And I, as far as I understand this, there was a person who was like, no, I don't want you to do that. Or he didn't say anything at all or something like that. And he just started pounding his pud right in front of the people or whoever it was. My God. So he vanished. He went away. You know, at the time, everybody hated him because he did that, because that's the way we rolled back then. And I think a lot of the people, I mean, some people might say that was like a witch hunt, the whole Me Too movement, but I don't think it was at all. I mean, if there's someone who's fucked up doing crazy shit, yeah, you need to, who cares? I mean, if you're going to go ahead and do something that horrible to someone, no one should have a problem with them ratting them out. Nick says, I mean, he did ask first. Well, in not all the cases. There was at least one that he just, next thing you know, that person turns around and there's this Louis C.K. Stiff dick. Badger says cancel culture days are all done. Well, yes and no. I mean, I think if you did something terrible, you could still get canceled. So I don't believe that that's entirely true. Alan says, I really thought you were talking about Ben Glaze for a minute there. Which, by the way, Chris says, maybe it's just a big meat-beaten session. Ben can bring his childhood friend. Ben did, in fact, when he was a little boy, he revealed on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast that when he was... You know, when you're young and you're like adolescence is happening, you're experimenting. I guess it's not out of the question for like one kid to have figured it out before the other kid, you know, and like Ben and this kid, when they were this age, whatever age it was, they had a meeting of the minds. And I guess it was like, hey, have you touched your penis? And figured out that it feels good yet. And the kid's like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. He goes, yeah, if you grab your ding dong and you repeatedly beat it, it's like insanity. And then like a little bit of goo flies out of there. And he's like, huh? What are you talking about? He goes, you mean I just like pat it? No, you got to give it a big stroke job. Here, let me show you. And Ben grabbed his buddy's crank and feverishly took him to Pound Town. Not all the way, like the kid didn't blast, but Ben said, yeah, didn't that feel good? The guy goes, yeah. And he goes, see, there you go. Off you go. Yoda World says, yeah, that's insane. Yes, when he told me, it blew my mind. I had not heard that story ever. I mean, I'd never heard of anybody doing that, but I think because it's a kid, you got to give him a pass. That's like child experimentation. Man Bun Chris says, I cannot believe he told us that, LOL. Yoda World says the same thing. That's a story that you take to the grave. Yes, but let's be honest here. Storytellers, is even if Ben can't tell a story to save his fucking life, that's a great story. That's unbelievable. That, and every time it comes up on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, there's another question I have about it. But it was as matter of fact as like someone showing, one kid showing another kid how to put a bike chain on a bike. Piano Fingerbanger says, no, that is sexual assault of a minor. Well, before we go down that road, let's understand something. Two boys, same joke, or same age. Man Bun Chris says, was that a joke, piano finger banger? Yeah, I don't know exactly because I see it in text. Piano finger banger says it's sexual assault of a minor. You have two minors at that point. Ben Glaze and whoever this kid is, who he still knows to this day. And Ben has discovered himself. And then Man Bun Chris says, no, I'm saying I was joking if he was replying to me. Man Bun Chris had said, Eric's like, yeah, everyone learns that from their camp counselor. I gotcha. I was lost there in the chat. My apologies. So that actually happened. Louis C.K., different. Adult. I kind of, but the idea, that's a story you take to the grave. I think that might be one that I took to the grave. But you got to give Ben points for sharing that. Chris says Ben and his pal were probably watching that old hag sex show from the 90s. I don't know what that is. You mean the Golden Girls? Is that what you're referring to? I'll never forget. Piano Finger Banger says mostly joking, but also that's such a wild ass thing to do and then tell other people about later in life. Oh, without a doubt. That's essentially, some would say that's an overshare. I got busted by my mom and boy, she just was so sneaky about it. I just did not hear her walking down the hall. And then she kind of stuck her head into the room that I was in. So picture me being my mom. And then this is how the face flies into the room. It was that quick. She kind of leaned into, like, I don't know, asked me to take out the garbage. And then, you know, she's like, oh. And then I'm like, oh, no. That must have been horrible for my mother. It was never spoken of. I mean, how do you just... I have no other memory as to what happened after. I just remember her peeking in and like... We made eye contact. Like, oh my God. Fuck. No. How could this possibly be? So I was mortified. She had to be too. Maureen says, always knock before entering. The door was open. You see, when you're that pent up, you just kind of like, all right, let's go. I don't know. It was awful. Yesterday, totally different topic, it was a book club. And so it was 6 p.m. And I don't want to steal the thunder of book club, but a couple of interesting things. First of all, Stevie was there to check out our discussion of book club. And it only went about 20 minutes. You know, we went as far as we could with this. But the hilarious part was Stevie. She says, yeah, I could only make it to chapter 3 on the book. And then she gave up. Now, in my opinion, that goes way against the spirit of book club. You fight through it. To be honest with you, I'm starting to think that people were excited about book club when we talked about it. But when it comes to actually discussing the book, well, I'm not so sure that the folks that we have in book club are like on board. Now, perhaps it's just a busy, busy day. And then people like to actually listen to the audio version or watch the on-demand live stream that that we do on Patreon. But for the amount of people that we have in book club, I with as much attention as we've put on it, I'm a little shocked at how low the attendance was. You had EZ, you had Stevie, Maureen, Black Belt Nick, Nick in Houston, and who else? There's six people. Jeremy K is in book club. Nathan R, Francis C, Nick in Houston, Stevie, Rebecca, Derek D couldn't make it. He's excused. Becca Shea, Chris K, Megan. Megan was there. She hasn't read the book either. Maureen. Maureen was there. Amy, Mike Q, Black Belt Nick, Tophus, Aram's wife, Joanna, Adam Balboa, Mallory, Aaron F, Kyle Tomei. Okay. We had a lot of discussion about the book. Not a lot of people discussing the book. And the people that were in there, not all of them have read it. Stevie only made it through like 20 pages and gave up because she's the loser. Megan's a huge piece of shit. She hadn't read one word of the fucking thing. She just likes to be silly. She shows up. She's walking through a goddamn Target during book club. And I go, are you at a Target store? And she's like, yes, but I'm not supposed to be. And I'm like, why? How come you're not supposed to be at Target? Did you get banned for shoplifting or something? She goes, no. She's trying to be quiet. It was like a Joe stunt. She's like, no. They changed their DEI policy. So I'm not supposed to be here. I go, what? You're sticking to that? And she's like, yes. Well, no, I'm here. And then Stevie, who is also pissed off at Target, she was upset that Megan was at Target because they're supposed to be woke and fuck and not be going to like Target. And I'm like, well, I can get behind that if that's what you want to do. But Megan is like, she's obviously she'll only go so far. Megan says, to be fair, you guys made this book sound awful. Well, yes, that's true. She says, I am still excited about book club. I told you I'd get the questions up and running. Sometimes it's hard to remember things to talk about. Well, I don't know if you're referring to like AI-driven questions for a book, which, I don't know. I think I don't have a problem coming up with things to talk about of the book. You know, honestly, I think we got a lot of mileage out for those of us who read it as to the things we like, dislike, our concerns about it. I just asked the question, what the fuck is going on with the book? What is happening here? I don't understand. Man Bun Chris says, can we do smaller portions or else I'm always going to be behind, LOL. Okay, dude. No. No, we can't do smaller portions of books. You had 2 weeks to read like 150 pages. You know how small of an amount that is? Okay, 170. Let's do the math. Easy math. Wow, 12 pages a day. That's 10 minutes, cock. No. Less. It's take forever to get through a fucking book. Amy is here. She says, I'm in the same boat. I don't quite understand what's happening in the book. Yeah, stick with it. We have to. That's what the Big Fraud Book Club is supposed to be about. Not every book is going to be a page turner. The Nikki Sixx book was easy to read because he's a retard, just writing retard shit. It's so simple to read. He's talking about jamming needles in his veins and being a fucking idiot. Nick says, I read The Stand in 6 days. Great book. Alan says, RIP, Big Fraud Book Club. Well, the only way there would be an RIP to Big Fraud Book Club is if everybody's like, well, fuck this. I just don't want to read anymore. You just didn't want to do it. How could you go from like, yeah, this is fun, let's do it, sign me up, and then, first of all, half the people read it, and then the other half doesn't even show up to the live stream to discuss the fucking book. At this rate, I'm going to start a book club episode live stream, and no one's going to be there. And it's just going to be me talking about the book. And you know what? I'm okay with that. I will do that. I can handle a review on my own. I handle this podcast on my own, no problem. Megan says, I am doing it. It was a weird 2 weeks. Okay. I love you, but that is a horseshit excuse. I can't even say it. Totally excuse-filled show today. Aram says, why pick a bad book when there are so many good ones? Well, I didn't pick the book. And this book came with a rave review for it. And I didn't say it's a bad book. I just said I didn't know what the fuck was going on. And I'm willing to stick with it. I went ahead and read, I was talking about this in book club, that book, Cabin in the Woods or Knock at the Cabin Door, whatever the fuck it is. And it was great till the ending. Then it sucked. So I think that if I stick with it, it'll come together. And Nick himself said, yeah, it gets a little, but it's setting it up. So I don't agree with that statement at all. I guess my point is, if you're going to say, yeah, let's do a book club, you dumb motherfuckers have to read the fucking books. Read the books and then participate in the goddamn show. I mean, all I did was say, hey, should we? Everybody goes, yeah, let's do it. So I organize all this shit, draw a name. The first name I draw is Maureen. She just goes, I don't know any books. Her sister has to pick a book, so that was fucked up. But it worked out. Book was good. That was awesome. We had a good conversation. And then second, Nick, it's your turn. You're up. Okay, I'm going to go with the book Anthony Jeselnik recommended. He loves this book, Martyr. Let's read it. Okay, we all get the book. Okay, let's read the book. It's time to start the book club. No, hardly anybody's there. Megan's picking her ass in a goddamn Target. Stevie's, I didn't like it, so I didn't read it. What the fuck? Holy shit. Megan says, just downloaded the audiobook. I'll be listening at 1.5 and I'll be ready next time. Whatever. Piano Finger Banger says, is this the same reaction that happens when your students from podcast class don't do their homework? No, it would never be this reaction. Rebecca says, I was at the gym. I'm always at the gym until at least 6:30. Well, you'll have to catch up. But you got to read the book. Have you read the book? I mean, of those names that I announced, how many of you have the book? And of those of you that have the book, how many of you have read the book? And if you haven't read the book, why? And if you don't have the book, why? And the answers to both those questions are because I didn't do it. I didn't buy the book or I didn't read it. Those are the only answers that I will accept. And if you did read the book, what am I doing here? Why am I having a... Hey, let's have it. No one's there. God damn. All right. Megan says, I have two copies now, one audio and one ebook. I'll do better next time. Man Bun Chris says, Mallory's finished Nikki 6 and is ordering the new one. Wait a minute. Didn't you... Okay. Man Bun Chris says, I don't have it. Still on Nikki 6. Almost done with that. You're on the last book? Nick says, I propose a big fraud documentary club. I don't have time to read. Nonsense. You choose not to. You just don't do it. Everybody's got fucking time to for 10 minutes a day to read 12 pages. Oh, my God. You guys are the worst at book club. Rebecca says, I'm just logging in this morning. I haven't listened to the book club show yet. Did you choose the next person who picks? No, not yet. Man Bun Chris says, if only EZ had this mindset with running. What are you, huh? What are you talking about? I ran yesterday. I have done everything in my power to be on the roads. I've been recovering from injury, which, by the way, I ran yesterday. And then I'm laying in bed. And my hip starts hurting. I'm like, oh, God, I was doing so good. And it was keeping me awake. I couldn't sleep on my side. So I had to take, Tylenol PM for pain. And to help me sleep. So it's kind of fucked up. Tyler says, if you have time to watch documentaries, you have time to read. Right. I think this audience is, are we like exposing ourselves here? Of being just like horrible? Of being, are you guys dumb? Going back to Ben Glaze handling his friend, Tyler says, quote, I wonder what blowjobs feel like. I don't know. I'll do you if you do me. Yeah, Ben Glaze, did that happen? Amy says, GD, Man Bun Chris, you're fucking everything up here. Nick, Black Belt Nick says, read it on the toilet for God's sake. Nick, the electrician, says, I can multitask with a documentary like right now, easy on the TV and cleaning my room. Okay, awesome. I will try again with the next edition of Book Club. We will be wrapping up the finale, I guess. Of the book Martyr. I don't yet have that scheduled, but I will schedule it and we'll get back after it. And then I'll also be drawing a name very soon as to who is the next person who will choose a book for book club. Aram says documentary club is a great idea. Book club is a great idea. Okay. If you morons cannot finish book club, I mean, let me know that if you're like, hey, EZ, I choose not. It was a great idea in my mind, but I'm not doing it now. Tell me, and I will start to take you out of book club. I will start to whittle down people in book club, and then we'll soldier on without you. Okay? Aram's wife... is supposedly in book club. Has she purchased the book? Has she done anything? I believe her name is Joanna. All right. Rebecca says, let's get book club up and running before we launch another club. I am not opposed to documentary club, but you're right. I want to see book club through. Hey, it's your old pal Eric Zane for Secret Nature, makers of ultra premium CBD gummies. And I'm going to tell you how you can take advantage of a special offer to save you 30% in a minute. But let me share this with you. You know that I've got about a million things going during any given day. And I just recently discovered Secret Nature to help me keep it all together during the day and help me wind down when the day is done. Ultra premium CBD gummies from Secret Nature. Crafted with real botanicals, nothing extra, and designed to support your day with clean, purposeful functionality. I want you to try Secret Nature Ultimum Premium CBD Gummies. Organic, farm grown, not made in a lab. You can try Bliss for clear focus and productive flow. That's what I use during the day. And Snoozers to unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Take it from me, I keep it all together during the day with Bliss. And when it's time to relax, sometimes my mind is going a million miles an hour from all of the things that I've done during the day and the things that I have to do on the next day. That's when I'll take the snoozers to unwind. You need to try Secret Nature Ultra Premium Gummies. And here's what I want you to do. You can get 30% off of your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. And then let me know how it goes. Again, get 30% off of your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Okay. Nick says, a lot of guff from someone who also didn't hit the target page count either. Okay, you're talking about me. Well, yeah, I'm a little lean. I'm about 60 pages off of the page count. That's true. But I still say I've done a hell of a lot more than the rest of you. And I hosted the show. We had people who read it who didn't even show up to the show. Okay. So that is me trying to get some life back into book club. Some energy and some enthusiasm for the book club. Welcome into Ryan Hoppy, who is my latest Patreon audience member. I think Ryan was a Patreon audience member back in the day. That is from the podcast Hoppy Hour. Get it? It's not Happy Hour. It's Hoppy Hour. Thank you, Ryan. I covered this in the Patreon. I want to talk about it here, too, so that more people can hear it. I heard from Alan M. in Wisconsin. He sent me a message on Messenger, and he writes, did Kelly ever send you a nasty message? She was talking about sending somebody a super nasty message, and she said something that made me think that she was referencing you. Easy. She was making some comments while she was describing this. Maybe I have rabbit ears, but it kind of felt like she was talking to you. And I saw that, and I went, and I'm doing the math in my head. And I thought back to a moment in time in the past. February, out of the blue, I got a message. And when I got the message, I thought, I'm going to guess that this is Kelly Cheese. In fact, I wrote to this person who was writing it. At the end of it, I wrote, it was nice talking to you, Kelly. Out of the, I was doing P90X. And JMC515157 on Reddit sent me a message. And it said, I just want you to know that I hate you. And I was like, well, I don't know who this is. And I'm right. I wrote, oh, you, no, I doubt it. And then I said, don't be so sore. Also, I'm fantastic at everything I do. So I'm trying to, you know, ease the tension with whoever this is. This person then, who I think is Kelly, says, yeah, well, you're a narcissist. And that's what narcissists say. And one of you talked about this on Patreon yesterday. People throw that around quite a bit. Oh, you're a narcissist. You're a narcissist. You're doing this. You only care about yourself. You know. I wrote, there's a lot of things that I can be labeled as. A narcissist is not one of them. Have we interacted in the past, like face-to-face? Are you possibly a former coworker? And this person wrote, we have interacted, not face-to-face, and I'm not a former coworker. At this point, I already think it's her. And then I'm like, and we actually, her and I did have a interaction via Messenger prior to this. Nothing face-to-face. I wrote, aha! Honestly, what could you possibly have against me that could indicate that I am a narcissist? I don't even know what a narcissist is off the top of my head. Which I kind of did, and I kind of do now, and I think I touched on it. A person who's only interested in helping themselves, I guess. Promoting themselves, talking about themselves. Everything has to do with you. Then I wrote, do you mind if I asked you 20 question style questions to try to figure out who you are? I bet I can do it. No response. Don't get bashful on me now. No response. I don't get a chance to talk to too many people, and you seem interesting to me. No response. Then I wrote, I go pretty hard against my old show, because that's what the basis of this was. Quite often, if I had to guess, I would say you are a friend, family member, or one of those show members. I could see why you would be upset. I get it. However, this could have all been avoided. 100% Greg's fault. Whoever you are, do not hesitate to reach out to me. I will answer any questions you have. Honestly, I have nothing to hide and nothing to fear. Still no response. Then I wrote, the only reason why you are not responding to me is because you're realizing you've made a mistake and that I am quite rational and easy to talk to. You feel bad about picking the fight and you're trying to save face. It was nice talking to you, Kelly. That's what I said. Then I forgot about it. But when Alan said, did you get message by Kelly? And I'm like, well, I got a nasty message from an anonymous person on Reddit. I suspected it was her. What did she say about this? He says, I'll screen grab it and send it to you. This is that moment on Friday's show of last week.
Dumb things and stuff, but never evil. Okay. Kelly, have you ever done anything evil?
Yes.
When was the last time you did something you consider evil?
I think I sent a pretty evil text message, a super evil text message to some people about a year ago. And I just told them that I hope they had fun in their sad, pathetic lives. But I said it in a pretty cruel way.
Cruel.
I don't regret it.
Like intentionally cruel?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I met cruelty with cruelty, and that's or evil with evil.
Yeah. So it wasn't unsolicited.
No, it was reaction to evil. And I was like, all right, you go low. I'm going lower.
All right. So that has been my slug line forever. You go low, I go lower. She heard me say that, and that is her little way, her sneaky way of referencing me. I mean, I thought it was, she was talking about me without hearing that, but she actually says what I say there. And instead of just saying, yeah, it was Eric Zane, she's got to do it that way.
It was a time in my life where I really wanted to go low. I needed an opportunity. They opened the door for me. But the most evil thing I have.
All right. So that's it. Nader says she also said big fraud. She did? I didn't catch that. In that, I don't think she said it there. Man Bun Chris says cruelty with cruelty should be added to the montage. Oh, without a doubt. Tyler says, I don't know why, but I can't stand her southern drawl. Aram says, Hot Wings used to always refer to people as a self-centered narcissist, which is duplicative and drove me nuts. So, all right. Now, what's interesting about that is she's making it sound like that was evil. It's like, are you kidding me? That's not evil. Who cares? It wasn't a big deal at all. I don't care if you think I'm a piece of shit. Who can, you know, I mean, people do that all the time to me. You can't make everybody happy. You know, if you've been on the receiving end of something from me, I mean, my God, it's a blessing. There's a pretty good chance that you deserved it in the first place. So there's that. And it wasn't a big deal. There's nothing that anybody has said or done to me that actually has hurt me ever. She is a fragile flower. Man Bun Chris says that's what BetterHelp has taught them. Anyone you don't like, you just label them as narcissistic to justify the hate. LOL. Well, you know, yeah, I see that. I hear that. And I think that they would be better off if they just said, yeah, well, fuck you, you know, without all of that. Actually calling me out by name, I think, would be a better play on their part. And I would love that. That would actually help me. I don't think that'll ever happen. But if she thinks that's like a big deal, what she did, oh, it's so not. Aram says that it's pretty creepy to anonymously say that out of the blue to someone on Reddit. I'll tell you this. If Kelly Cheese ever took the time to reach out to me, we would have a conversation, and I can promise you she would not feel badly about me. She would understand exactly where I'm coming from if she had full context about who I am, what I am, and why I do what I do. I can promise you that. All right. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are engaged. The whole world has overreacted. When I saw it, I went, oh, okay. This is from TMZ. Those two guys on TMZ, the black guy and the white guy who've been there forever, they were doing a live stream in the newsroom and they were discussing Lil Nas X. And then the news came out that they had just gotten engaged. And this is a live reaction in the moment when it first became reality.
He was not all there in that video. He was not all there.
Aren't these guys lovers? I think they are. And this guy's he looks way different. I think he has hit that point. Remember I told you age 44 and 60, you do a dramatic change in your physical appearance. I think he just hit
all there. And to talk about, it was terrifying, and it feels so vague.
What happened?
Taylor Swift's engaged.
Right. No. He's getting married.
No.
Okay. Oh my God.
If your English teacher and gym teacher are getting married.
Oh my God.
Sorry, Nas. Yeah. They're pushing Nas to the side to talk about this. If you're Nas, who, in my opinion, that whole thing was a goddamn publicity stunt of him walking or doing his gay walking in the streets of LA and getting arrested.
We're gonna shift gears here. So
that chick is fanning herself. She can't believe it.
Okay, wait a minute.
This is everything that we've ever wanted.
Oh my God. How awful is this?
It's everything that
you're not getting married.
Why are you? Where did this come out? Who said what?
So Taylor. So here's what happened.
This chick needs mental assistance right now. If anyone acts this crazy over something like this, you need to be institutionalized with intensive shock therapy.
Alyssa's writing it.
All right. Swifties, calm down. Hold on. Just listen to me for a second.
They can't even console the staff here. They can't even, help them try to harness their feelings.
One paragraph in 2 minutes and get it up on the site.
Oh, the guy's, giving orders.
Photoshop.
You know what?
No, but I mean, what is the Photoshop?
Hey, guys, let me in this post. Let me in real quick. We want to get this up quick.
Wow, they're all, mobilizing.
Hey, I need somebody to feed me some information.
I ordered Maynard. The only information is she captured it.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Give me some information here.
It's interesting to watch this, though. I have to admit, of them
Taylor
reacting.
Taylor Swift is engaged to Travis Kelce.
A photo of them in a garden with flowers.
Telegram.
Take that. Take that in.
I have details.
Okay.
Taylor, hold on. Taylor posted on what, Instagram?
Instagram.
Yes, post with Travis.
Hey, Melissa.
Taylor and
can
Travis.
Can you give me my mic?
Jointly posted.
And
a photo.
Engagement.
Oh my God, I can't take it. It is interesting to see them do that, but. Tyler makes a great point. The newsroom wasn't even this active on 9/11. Tyler also adds, her husband saw this and thought, you didn't even cry when we got engaged. David says, who the hell cares? Oh, a lot of people care. Oh, my God. Within an hour, 16 million people had liked the Instagram post, including our very own murder lover, Linda, which I was surprised to see. Let's see, 29 million now. 29 people around the globe have liked the status. A typical Taylor Swift post, you know, anywhere from 4.5 million to 5 or 6 million. 29 million people have liked that post. I wonder how much money she makes just for a post. Taylor Swift is worth $1.6 billion. Travis Kelce net worth. He makes north of $30 million a year. Travis Kelce's net worth is $70 million. That seems ridiculous. The ring that he purchased for her is an enormous diamond. I forget how they described it. It's a particular cut. And I'd like to get a little closer of an image of it. And the stone alone, I guess, cost $500,000 ballpark. Molly says, I don't care about rich assholes. Man Bun Chris says, can't wait till Caitlin Clark gets married to see her reaction for that. Maureen is indicating that murder lover Linda is a closeted Swiftie. Yeah, I think that that's a safe assumption to make. Nick describes that reaction as enraging. Oh, my God. I don't know how they, because it seemed to me that those images that we saw of the engagement, which I'll share that with you. It all looks very orchestrated. This garden setting, this image here. I don't know how spontaneous it was. And if you're Travis Kelce, I guess what I want to know is how the hell, because if you've ever seen him or watched him on his podcast, when especially in the most recent episode that Taylor, or in the episode that she was on, I don't know. I can't imagine him being effective as a football player anymore. He kind of tanked at the end of, excuse me, stand by. He kind of tanked at the end of the football season last year. So, you know, if you're him and you start to perform shitty, which is entirely possible, you know, it's going to the natural thought process is going to people are going to blame Taylor Swift. I am indifferent to these people. I don't hate them. I don't like them. I mean, I don't hate them. And I don't have any bad feelings about them is what I'm trying to say, nor good feelings. I have no feelings, frankly. Tyler says their wedding will get more press than any royal wedding. Oh, 100%. She is, in my opinion, the biggest entertainer that has ever entertained, without a doubt. Bigger than Elvis, bigger than Michael Jackson. And I'm not interested at all. Molly is leaning into it. She says, I don't give a fuck because I'm crabby. So she's not in a great mood. And I get it. That's okay. Cole is here. I can't wait to see all these bitches crying when they get divorced. I don't know, man. I don't know if that's going to be the case. They've had a great long courtship. Piano Finger Banger says, I'm not a big fan of Travis. However, his brother Jason is pretty awesome. A lot of people love Jason Kelce. Jason Kelce, his story is the fact that prior to Travis Kelce, I didn't know that Jason Kelce existed as a football player. I don't follow football enough. And the dude had a great career because it's kind of like a, you know, he's an offensive lineman, whatever the fuck. So as soon as I heard that Travis Kelce, like when he started, before he became a Swiftie or before he even starting to date her, Kelce was a fucking beast of a tight end. He's a Hall of Famer. So's Jason. That's when I figured out who Jason was. Like, oh, God, they're brothers. Okay. And then he shoots a shot, Kelce, and he's successful. Now Jason Kelce and Travis Kelce do one of the most watched and attended podcasts in the world. And they make great money doing that. I love the fact that if people want to say what they want to say and you know, you get a famous person who puts out a podcast. I don't care for the podcast myself, but a lot of people love it. The fact that they turn to podcasting. They don't like to do radio jobs. They just go in the other room, live stream, record, and boom, they've got a podcast, and then people watch it, and then they make tons of money. Tyler says football fans will be more annoyed because every Chiefs game will feature more Taylor Swift, including zoom ins of her ring. Yeah, that's good for business. I honestly thought that Taylor Swift was going to affect the election, that her supporting Kamala Harris would lead to Kamala Harris winning the election. I don't get any hate towards Taylor Swift at all. I don't understand why anybody would hate her. Now, you know that the MAGA Republicans and Trump have hated her. And this comes up because Trump came out just the other day and said, I like Taylor Swift. President Trump. I don't want that. Compliments newly engaged couple. He's showering her with praise and love following her engagement to Travis Kelce. A reporter asked him about Tuesday's engagement at a cabinet meeting. Trump wished Taylor and Travis a lot of love and went on to say he thinks Taylor is a terrific person. Now, that is a huge flip because this is what he said right around the election, September 15th, 2024. I hate Taylor Swift. So I think it's up to the press to say, Mr. President, what's going on here? You said you hated her. Now you wish her well. If Trump came out and said, yeah, I was just pissed off that she supported Kamala Harris, I would have so much respect. I would have respect for him if he said, yeah, that's why I said that. And I think it's safe to assume that is why. In fact, in May, Trump posted that Taylor was no longer hot. Has anyone noticed that since I said I hate Taylor Swift, she's no longer hot? And I want to know what he means by that. Do you mean like attractive? Or do you mean like her star is not, her popularity is not hot. Her star has fallen. Her popularity is waning, which I don't think that that's true. I don't think that her popularity has waned at all. It's ridiculous to like suggest that. Maybe Travis is the key to Trump's swing here. The president said the Kansas City Chiefs star is a great player and a great guy. Wow, I was floored at that. Clown of Carnage says just Trump being Trump. Maureen says, yeah, pretty sure he meant popularity. Tyler says the quote could have been, that's one girl when he hated her that I would not grab by the pussy. That would be outstanding if he wrote that. Donut Dan says he meant attractive visually. So that's the opposite of what Maureen is saying. Nick, Black Belt Nick, says he meant she's not hot, like she's not trending. Tyler says the NFL scriptwriters originally had Kelce proposing after they won the Super Bowl, but they decided to rewrite the Eagles winning it all. I hope you don't believe that the NFL is scripted. Piano Fingerbanger says on the podcast she was on with them, she said she knew absolutely nothing about football before they started dating. Man Bun Chris says, hey, EZ, you've mentioned a few times you don't enjoy podcasts when referencing the Kelce one, and I get it with it being your job. If you had to pick one that you do enjoy when you hear it, what would it be? Just curious what creators you enjoy. Another reason why I don't listen to podcasts, in addition to I don't have time. Ozzy Osbourne talked about how he does this. If he hears, he says he never listened to other metal acts, because one of the reasons why is he said that if I hear it and I like it, I'm going to do it. I'm going to end up kind of like through osmosis starting to recreate what they are doing. And I am susceptible to that too. But if I had to say what I would listen to, if I do listen to anything, it would be Who Are These Podcasts, Drew Lane. What is the one guy's name? He moved to Austin, comedian, friend of Rogan. Very much tongue-in-cheek, speaks a lot of hyperbole. I don't remember right now, but I'll come back to it. The Tuesdays with Stories podcast is also very good. That's Mark Norman and Joe List. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.